Made in Sheffield, made by you.
For 2 hours of the finest new alternative music,
tune into The Breakdown
every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m.
Only on Sheffield Live
93.2.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
Hi, I'm Sam Hindley.
And I'm James Fagan.
Every Friday morning, it's our great pleasure to present Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Sheffield's one of the fastest growing hubs of folk music in the country. It's a thrilling city to live in. We try and bring that buzz to you every week with the best in new releases, interviews and live performances from folk musicians passing through Sheffield.
2 hours of the best folk music from the UK and beyond.
So join us on Sheffield Live every Friday from 10 a.m. for Thank Goodness It's Folk.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Max, and this is your afternoon news at 7 on Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and DAB with your Easter special. Our top stories tonight. A protest is set to happen tomorrow in the Steel City to challenge the controversial Supreme Court ruling. A Sheffield Wednesday fan is fundraising for a Motor Neuron Disease Association. Sheffield City Council is owed £10,000 by the lead mill. And a Sheffield man has been caught with 8-inch knife and £130,000 of heroin after driving at over 100 miles per hour. And snooker has come back to Sheffield with the Halo Snooker competition. And here is Cassidy Chan with the bulletin.
Good evening. An Owls fan's family is raising money for the Motor Neuron Disease Association this Easter Monday during the Sheffield Wednesday versus Middlesbrough game. Chris Beresford was diagnosed with motor neuron disease back in 2012 and has unfortunately passed away from it in 2013. Lorna Ford, his daughter, told us how this incurable disease has brought the community together.
It's a strange thing, MND. It brings people together in a very special way. And you become part of the club that you'd rather not be part of. But once you're in it, you can't leave it. Dad was an avid Sheffield Wednesday fan, was the season ticket holder. He made it for one last game, but it was very teetering. You know, there were friends at either side of him, friends behind him, because he really did not want to go out in a wheelchair. And we got into the match, but then afterwards, when we got home, he said, that's my last game, Lorna. I won't be going to Hillsborough again. We have to keep the fundraising going. We have to find new ways to raise funds because it is massively underfunded. We have to do our bit bit for our MND warriors and their families. So that's what Bank Holiday Monday is all about. A group of NT9, maybe 30, be shaking the bucket for Motor Neurone Disease Association. So if you see anyone in blue t-shirts on the day rattling around with a bucket, then please, you know, anything that people can throw in, 5p, 10p, £5, even better, but anything, you know, we will appreciate. There's going to be my dad's picture on the screen, but also there's another local family who have very recently lost their dad, their husband, their son, Michael Rowan, and his family are coming along. It's really strong them coming along and supporting the cause.
We'll have more later in the programme. Supertram and buses will be disrupted during the Easter Bank holiday weekend. Rails will be replaced near Hillsborough Interchange and Middlewood Road, whilst the concrete track bed at Hillsborough Corner will be repaired, resulting in bus diversions and changes to the blue and yellow tram timetable. This construction is to promise a reduction in noise and increased comfort for passengers. The work starts today until Sunday. A demonstration is to take place tomorrow to protest against the Supreme Court's ruling on the definition of women. The court ruled on Wednesday that the term woman in the 2010 Equalities Act refers to a biological woman. Many protest against the ruling and for trans rights will take place across the country during this weekend. The protest here in Sheffield will take place by the town hall at 2 p.m. tomorrow. A Sheffield man was caught with an 8-inch kitchen knife and around £130,000 of heroin in his car near the Lincolnshire border. Amir Zaman, 35, of Primrose View, was caught speeding past police officers, the A1, at Coddington. After a drug search, the knife and the heroin was found. He pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 6 years in prison by the Lincoln Crown Court, as well as a further 5-year disqualification in driving. The lead mill is found to owe Sheffield City Council £10,000 of unpaid legal fees. The popular music venue had recently lost its eviction battle to the owners of the premises, Electric Group, earlier this year after being served an eviction notice back in 2022. The judge ordered them to pay £10,000 to Sheffield City Council and £18,000 to MVL Properties, the parent company of the Electric Group. The public space protection order has been criticised for targeting the vulnerable and needy. Sheffield is the latest place to introduce the PSPO in the city centre. The campaign group Liberty is asking questions about safeguarding and the impact on the city. The 2025 World Snooker Championship is about to start. Starting from tomorrow onwards, snooker fans will be seeing Kieran Wilson, the previous champion, in action from 10 a.m. onwards in the Cruise Bowl Theatre. The competition will continue until the 5th of May. And finally, Happy Good Friday to everyone. Sheffield is planned out with events for family and friends to enjoy this Easter Bank Holiday weekend, with various Easter egg hunts across the city and Easter services to be held in Sheffield Cathedral. Back to you, Max.
Well, a little bit more in depth. Now, a Sheffield Wednesday fan is fundraising for a Motor Neurone Disease Association. Lorna Ford is campaigning and collecting for the MND Association at the Sheffield Wednesday game versus Middlesbrough on the 21st of April. This is because her father was a lifelong Owls fan and suffered from a motor neurone disease himself, who died 12 years ago, and he was diagnosed with MND in 2012 after months of moving around medical departments, followed by the news that MND is always incurable and 100% untreatable. This also goes for all the Owl fans who've gone through the same thing with MND. Her father loved travelling and walking. He walked every week in his beloved Peak District and travelled to places he retired, such as the Inca Trail in Morocco, India and Nepal, including base camp in Everest. And he walked the Table Mountain in South Africa. He was a massive Owls fan, she said. He was proud granddad to 4 kids and took them on adventures every day he saw them. He quickly lost the ability to walk unaided and he struggled to breathe. In his last few months, he lost 8 of his original 14 stone. Mrs. Ford continued and said, "He fought hard. He was our hero. We founded the MND Army and we fight in his memory and the whole MND community." Lauren believes that there may be many football rivalries, but time and time again, when it matters most, we all join forces for even higher causes. We talked to Lorna and this is what she had to say.
It's a strange thing, MND. It brings people together in a very special way. And you become part of the club that you'd rather not be part of. But once you're in it, you can't leave it. dad was an avid Sheffield Wednesday fan, was the season ticket holder. He made it for one last game, but it was very teetering. You know, there were friends at either side of him, friends behind him, because he really did not want to go out in a wheelchair. And we got into the match, but then afterwards, when we got home, he said, that's my last game, Lorna. I won't be going to Hillsborough again. We have to keep the fundraising going. We have to find new ways to raise funds because it is massively underfunded. We have to do our bit for our MND warriors and their families. So that's what Bank Holiday Monday is all about. A group of NT9, maybe 30, be shaking the bucket for Motor Neurone Disease Association. So if you see anyone in blue t-shirts on the day rattling around with a bucket, then please, you know, anything that people can throw in, 5p, 10p, £5 even better, but anything, you know, we will appreciate. There's going to be my dad's picture on the screen, but also there's another local family who have very recently lost their dad, their husband, their son, Michael Rowan, and his family are coming along. It's really strong them coming along and supporting the cause.
Now, for everyone who takes the tram, the Super Tram is facing some disruption over this Easter weekend with construction works. The tracks near Hillsborough Interchange and Middlewood Road will be replaced due to the worn nature, where the concrete track bed at Hillsborough Corner will be repaired. Works are taking place from today until Sunday the 20th of April, resulting in bus diversions and changes to the blue and yellow tram timetable. Repairs fall after the endorsement of the Super Tram business plan at the South Yorkshire Mayoral Combined Authority Board in March, with the new rails being implemented hoping to reduce noise and improve comfort levels for passengers alike. During the works, buses will be unable to access Hillsborough Interchange and will instead stop at a temporary bus stops along diversion routes, Infirmary Road, Langsit/Primrose View, Bamford Street, Hillsborough Interchange, Hillsborough Park, Leapings Lane, Middlewood and Mayland Bridge tram stops will not be served over the weekend. Blue and yellow trams are set to run on a revised timetable, but tram replacement buses will also be available. Tram users were told further areas of rail replacement would be taken throughout the year as part of an investment programme. Now, a transgender liberation protest is set to happen tomorrow at Sheffield Town Hall at 2pm. A demonstration has been done against the Supreme Court ruling on the definition of a woman. The court ruled on Wednesday that the term woman in the 2020 Equality Act refers to biological women. Many have criticised the ruling as discriminatory, as the ruling would mean that trans and non-binary people would not be able to use single-gender toilets, changing rooms and spaces. Cassidy Chan has more.
It has been 2 days since a landmark ruling by the Supreme Court on the definition of the term woman in the Equalities Act. This ruling was welcomed with joy by gender-critical campaigners, but not so much by large. Many posts were created on social media platforms, including Belle Priestley, a transgender actress who appeared in season 2 of the Netflix hit series Heartstopper as Naomi Russell, was crying throughout the entire video with captions, "I have no words, we were truly going backwards." As well as Nicola Cullen, known for her role as Claire Devlin in The Derry Girls, responded to a ruling in horror on Instagram.
"I just wanted to make a video because, like many people, I'm completely horrified by the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday about trans people, and to see an already marginalised community being further attacked and attacked in law is really stomach-churning and disgusting, and to see people celebrate it is more stomach-churning and disgusting."
Here in Sheffield, many LGBTQ+ friendly and support groups have published statements in response to the court. Andrew and Eve, a queer arts organisation that also provides gender awareness training, published a statement today stating, "We are devastated. Men in power have chosen to determine what a woman is. A ramification of this are wide-ranging and mark a dangerous rollback in the feminist fight for body autonomy and freedom. We want to send our solidarity and love to all our trans, non-binary and intersex siblings, particularly trans women. To those who are cisgender, now is the time to get educated and take action. Trans and gender expansive members of your community needs you." Many protests are going to take place this weekend in the UK to affirm transgender rights and liberations, including London, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Manchester, Sheffield, Leeds and many more cities. Organised by Trans Pride Sheffield, supported by Red Pride Sheffield, Sheffield's Women's Collective and various other organisations, the protests will take place in front of the Town Hall in Sheffield City Centre at 2 p.m. tomorrow to fight against transphobia and support LGBTQIA+ rights. Cassidy Chan, reporting for Sheffield Live.
A Sheffield man has been caught with an 8-inch knife and £130,000 of heroin after driving at over 100 miles an hour. Amir Zaman sped past Lincolnshire police officers at more than 100 miles an hour in his Skoda Superb on February 22nd of this year.
£10,000.
Police body cam footage showed the moment where Amir Zaman was caught giving false details until officers found him with an 8-inch kitchen knife and the heroin in his car. The false details were found out after a fingerprint check found he was disqualified from driving until March 2025. Following a drug search, a plastic bag was located under the driver's seat where the 8-inch kitchen knife was found in the driver's side door pocket. Analysis found the drugs to be heroin with a street value of £130,000, and the man was arrested and later charged with possession of intent to supply Class A drugs, driving while disqualified, possession of a knife, and driving without insurance. Amir Zaman, 35 of Primrose View, Sheffield, pleaded guilty to the offences on April 11th at Lincoln Crown Court, and he was sentenced to a total number of 6 years in prison and was disqualified for a further 5 years for driving. Now, hit clubbing and music venue The Lead Mill owes £10,000 to Sheffield City Council. We know that The Lead Mill is trying to fight to stay open, but what does this mean for them now? Spencer Arnold has the latest.
Hit clubbing and music venue The Lead Mill owes £10,000 to Sheffield City Council. This £10,000 is due to unpaid legal costs and was awarded by a judge in November after The Lead Mill lost its appeal against the council's decision to grant a shadow premises licence to the owner of the building. A spokesperson said it was in talks with The Lead Mill to ensure full and prompt payment, which is now more than 4 weeks overdue. In 2017, the venue was bought by the Electric Group, which served an eviction notice on the Lead Mill in 2022. Electric Group has said it plans to run the venue itself and won a recent legal battle to take control of the building after a three-year dispute. In September 2023, Electric Group's parent company, MVL Properties, was granted a shadow licence by the council. Obtaining a shadow licence would mean they could operate the venue themselves in the event the Lead Mill's licence came to an end. The Lead Mill appealed against the council's decision, but this was rejected by District Judge Tim Spruce. As a result, Judge Spruce awarded costs against the Lead Mill, ordering them to pay £10,000 to Sheffield City Council and £18,000 to MVL Properties. A spokesperson for MVL Properties said the money owed to them had been paid. The council said the deadline for its payment was the 18th of March. Last month, the tenants of the Lead Mill applied for permission to appeal against the judge's decision to evict them. The Court of Appeal said a judge was yet to decide on the application. This is Spencer Arnold, reporting for Sheffield Live.
Now, Sheffield's new and controversial Public Space Protection Order, or PSPO for short, has now been criticised for targeting the city's most vulnerable and needy. Last week, Sheffield became the latest city in the UK to introduce this PSPO for the city centre and is focusing to clamp down on perceived antisocial behaviour, particularly around begging, street drinking, drug use and loitering. A letter sent by the council by human rights campaign group Liberty has been seen by the Now Then team raise questions about the safeguards as well as its impact on some of the city's most vulnerable people. Anyone who breaks the term of a PSPO could be liable to a £100 fine, even if the breach relates to begging, with the government currently pushing through plans to raise this to £500. Sheffield's PSPO targets street drinking, loitering and begging, where any of these activities are likely to cause harassment, alarm or distress to any person, as well as all drug use and public urination. In their letter, Liberty say there's a very significant risk that this provision will unlawfully discriminate against disabled people, as well as homeless people, in breach of Article 14 of the European Convention on Human Rights, as well as Article 8. Dr. Benjamin Archer, a senior lecturer in law at Sheffield Hallam University, whose research has focused on antisocial behaviour, told Now Then that Sheffield's PSPO signifies a markedly punitive approach towards those who are the most vulnerable in their city. Councillor Curtis Crossland, chair of the Council's Communities, Parks and Leisure Committee, which approved the introduction of this PSPO, said it was to ensure our city is safe and inviting for those who live in the area and those visiting. We understand that there are some concerns around the implementation of the PSPO and how it may impact vulnerable people in the city centre. We want to offer our reassurance that our main priority continues to be developing support and referral pathways to help those vulnerable individuals, not to persecute them. This will always be our priority. The PSPO is there to keep people safe and will always only be implemented if behaviour is likely to cause harassment, alarm or distress. Now, Sheffield's getting ready for the Halo Snooker Championships, with the first rounds happening over this weekend, with fan favourites such as Ronnie O'Sullivan and Joe O'Connor competing. The competition starts from tomorrow to the May 5th at the Crispo Theatre. It's the 49th consecutive year that the World Snooker Championships have been staged at the venue. Kyron Wilson's defending champion, having defeated Jack Jones 18-14 in the 2024 final, to have his maiden world title and is hoping to break the Crispo curse. With a prize pool of totalling £2,395,000, with the winner getting £500,000 for winning. The first round of matches are set for 10 a.m, 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. respectively, with Zhao Guangdong versus Matthew Silt, Kyron Wilson v Lei Pei Fan at 10:30, Neil Robertson versus Chris Walklin, Mark Williams versus Wu Yitzu at 2:30, and Barry Hawkins v Hussein Fafai at 7 p.m. Now, over at Sheffield Cathedral for their Easter weekend timetable. The timetable for Saturday 19th starts at 10 in the morning with the morning prayer, 3 in the afternoon for their evening prayer, and 8 o'clock with an Easter vigil with baptism and confirmation. They said the Easter candle is lit in the darkness and slowly the light becomes brighter. In this service, the empty tomb is discovered and the risen Christ is proclaimed, and the great Easter Alleluias are sung, and the service is followed by glorious fireworks from the roof. On the 20th of April, on Easter Day, at 8 a.m, they have the Holy Communion in the traditional language, and at 10:30 they have a cathedral sung Eucharist, and they've said for this that Christ is risen, the cathedral is full of joy and light, hallelujahs ring out, and we celebrate joyfully. After the service, there will be bubbly and an Easter event hunt for the children. That was followed by 11:45 prayers for healing and a 4 o'clock solemn evensong. Now over to Spencer Arnold with the sports, culture and weather.
Thank you, Max. In football news, Sheffield Wednesday lost 2-1 in their match against Stoke City today. That's now 6 games in a row without a win for Sheffield Wednesday, and they'll be hoping that Monday's game against Middlesbrough brings them a bit more fortune. Wednesday have now moved down the league table and are subsequently sat in 15th place after today's loss, just above Stoke, who after collecting the 3 points from today's game have moved into 16th. Sheffield Wednesday ladies faced Leeds Medanians women's last Sunday and managed a tough-fought 3-3 draw. They finished the season in 8th place with 20 points. Sheffield United have beaten Cardiff City 2-0 today. They are now only 2 points behind Leeds United and 5 points behind Barnsley in the 2 automatic promotion places. They next face Barnsley on Monday at 5:30 p.m. in a game which will pretty much make or break their chances of moving up the table. Sheffield United women's play Blackburn Rovers this Sunday at 1 p.m. United women's are currently in 11th with 6 points, and Blackburn are above them in 9th with 11 points, so the game should be entertaining for both sides of supporters. In rugby league news, Sheffield Eagles lost 19 points to 6 in their South Yorkshire derby match against Doncaster. The Eagles' 1 try and 1 conversion wasn't quite enough to compete with Doncaster's 3 tries, 3 conversions and their final minute drop goal, which sealed the result. New learnees Brad Martin and Harvey Horn both managed to get some minutes today, and the duo seemed promising and talented in their debuts. Sheffield Eagles next face Batley Bulldogs next Friday, and they will be hoping that they don't end up with a 4th loss in a row within this championship season. The Eagles remain in 12th in the league table with 2 points, and Doncaster have also remained in 8th place with 6 points. Also in ice hockey news, Sheffield Steelers face Nottingham Panthers tomorrow at 7 p.m. in the Elite League playoff semi-final. They managed a quarter-final playoff victory against Glasgow Clan last weekend, with the final aggregate score being 5-4. A victory in this semi-final playoff would help their hopes of winning silverware this season. And finally, in basketball news, Sheffield Sharks face London Lions tonight at 7:30pm and Caledonia Gladiators on Sunday at 4pm. In the Sharks' previous matches, they lost 100 points to 95 to Leicester Riders last Friday, but managed a convincing 90 points to 79 victory over Newcastle Eagles last Sunday. Coming into these games, they will be hoping to improve on their position of third within the league table. Sheffield Hatters also faced London Lions this Sunday at 7:30pm. They managed a 111 to 106 point victory in their game against Newcastle Eagles last Sunday, which helped cement their current position at second within the league. London Lions have had a poor season so far, so the Hatters will be hoping for an easy win. Now, in music news, local lads Orchidelia are headlining a gig tonight at Record Junkie with support from Shines, Reminisce and The Vaults. Tickets are currently being sold online for £7 plus a 70 pence booking fee. Tonight at Sydney and Matilda, Urgent Hate headline a gig with support from Knife, Smother, Torment and So Far So Good. Tickets are currently available for £10 on the door and £8 if you are booking in advance from the Sydney and Matilda website. Tickets are still available for the Magpie Arcs headline gig tonight at Yellow Arch Studios. They're currently being sold for £24 through the venue website. Tickets are also still available for Cinematics Performance at Hallamshire Hotel tonight. They're currently being sold for £6 plus a £1 booking fee through the venue website. Over the weekend at Sydney and Matilda, you can catch a few different gigs. Tomorrow, Studious headlines a gig with support from Novaline and Tear. Tickets are currently available for £5 online. Also happening tomorrow, Steve Davis and Kavis Tarabi are performing a free entry DJ set from 9pm within the main bar at Sydney and Matilda. On Sunday, there is a mini music festival taking place within Sydney and Matilda. Private Reg, Blacklight Animals, Goo, Urpapa, Gert Housebridge, Shelley Byron, The Vales and Burnbrook Kings are the 8 bands that will be performing. Entry is free and the music will start from 3pm. On Sunday, Erotic Secrets of Pompeii headline a gig at Hallamshire Hotel. Tickets are currently available online for £10. And now finally for the weather. The rain tonight should continue until about 10:30pm, but it shouldn't be too heavy throughout the night. Tomorrow will be moderately colder than today, with a peak temperature of 13 degrees and an additional chance of rain throughout the late afternoon into the night. The rest of the week continues with these temperatures, with more and more chance of rain up until next Tuesday. That is all the news we have for you today. We have been Sheffield Live. Thank you for listening.
And thank you, Spencer, for all the sports, culture and weather. So just going to get, I was actually looking through the time for Sheffield United and Cardiff City at the moment, even though they're still, oh, it's officially ended now. Mm-hmm. Officially ended with a 2-0. So we've talked about this yesterday of like supporting which teams for sports. Sheffield United, as we have expected in some kind of ways yesterday, they actually managed to get up there again.
I think, yeah, definitely. It seems like a good game, to be fair. I was watching the live results, live score. They've managed to get 2 goals in, which is very impressive. I do feel bad for Cardiff City, because obviously they were at the top of relegation, third from the bottom, and now they've moved down, so now they're only second from the bottom. So their chances of not getting relegated this season are getting slimmer and slimmer. But Sheffield United, obviously, only 2 points behind Leeds now. So all they need to do is win a game and Leeds to lose one, and then they'll go back into the automatic promotion places, which is definitely very good for Sheffield United.
Absolutely. But also, I'm looking at the tables here. Sheffield United will be playing against Burnley on Monday. And yes. Burnley at the moment is on the top of the table. Absolutely. So if Sheffield United loses this game,
yeah,
they might go back down again.
That's the thing. Burnley, obviously, top of the table. They're 5 points ahead of Sheffield United as well, which obviously, it's going to be hard for them to come back with this few games left of the season. And it's going to be a tough match. I mean, Burnley have been the best team this season by a mile. So I think Sheffield United are going to struggle on Monday. But if they play like they did today against Cardiff, I don't see any reason why they can't win.
Yeah, exactly. But what do you think about the fact that there's been a lot of controversy recently in the EFL Championship and the Premier League about how it's always the same clubs going up and going down in the relegation battle? What do you guys think about that?
I think it's definitely a finances kind of thing. I think obviously the big teams with the big backings and the big sponsors have a lot more money, so they can afford the big players, afford the best kind of, you know, training venues and stuff like that. They can afford the best things that money can buy, whereas your smaller Championship teams are kind of left behind in the dust and they don't really have that chance to be able to progress into the Premier League because everyone's got so much more money than them. And I do think there should be something where the money is maybe shared out, rationed between teams or something like that, just so then teams coming up from the Championship have more of a fighting chance against your Man Cities, your Arsenals, your teams like that.
Because I saw a statistic that said in the Championship, each team will get paid roughly £9 million for the sponsorship rights and viewing rights. But when they hit into the Premier League, teams can expect all the way up for your Manchester City, Man United, over 20-odd million just for the one season. Sometimes it can go up all the way for other places around the world. 120 million has been some of the reported figures about how much each club can really make from opportunities like this. So it's kind of interesting to see how it kind of the dynamic plays out.
I mean, it's like no surprise that obviously the top three in the Championship this season is Burnley, Leeds United and Sheffield United, both teams, well, all three teams that have played Premier League football recently, so makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. And this is just slightly to do with football again, as with our top story today of the fundraiser for Lorna. The football... So this is a message that Lorna wants me to bring to every person who's going to the game and who's thinking of supporting the Motor Neuron Disease Association. Bring some cash. Please, please bring some cash. Just a five, as what she has said, it can be a 50p, a pound, or even a £5 even better. Just bring some cash, just drop it in the bucket. But of course, there will always be a QR code there. You can scan it and you can access the Just Giving site on there as well. And for anyone who wants to donate to the association through the Just Giving site, just go on Just Giving and search up Lorna's Football Fundraiser for Motor Neuron Disease Association. That is Lorna's Football Fundraiser for Motor Neuron Disease Association. On there, you can see Lorna's story as well as the other family that Lorna had mentioned. Just to make sure I got the name right, it is... Just give me a second.
Well, she finds the name and makes sure it's correct. I'll tell you a little bit about Lorna's story. So Lorna's, obviously, as I said in the programme, 12 years ago, father died. And in 2012, her father was diagnosed with motor neuron disease. Now, it is 100% incurable, but that is not the reason why you should not donate. The key word there is it's not curable at the moment. It doesn't mean it cannot be cured. And fundraising for diseases like this go a long way and go further and further every day with support from communities, families and friends.
And I found a name. It is Micah Rowan, who is also an Owls fan, also a season ticket holder. So in this game, that you'll be able to see a lot of volunteers who'll be holding the bucket. They have all been affected with motor neuron disease. The family's been affected, friends have been affected, or themselves, even themselves, they themselves might have been affected as well. So please do support the cause. And I'll just say this again, it's on Just Giving for Lorna. Let this go away. For Lorna's Football Fundraiser for Motor Neuron Disease Association. It's Lorna's Football Fundraiser for Motor Neuron Disease Association. And that's all from the Sheffield Live news team here. Awesome. You've been listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and DAB. See you next week.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
रस्ते पर तपता सूरज सारी रात नहीं ढलता इश्क की ऐसी राह गुजर को हमने चुना है सीने में आवारा
Thank you. message is perfect and simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. Don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Be near me. Be near. 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 What's your reputation? Ecstasy. What's your destination? Next to me. What's your reputation? Ecstasy. What's your destination? Next to me. What's your reputation? Ecstasy. What's your destination? Next to me. What's your reputation? Ecstasy. What's your destination? Next to me. Next to me. What's your reputation?
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I came here to play and I'm playing to win, baby. I won't settle for less than yes, no, maybes. All those pretty little fit into your boxes. That ain't me, but that don't mean that I'm a lost cause. Just getting started. Oh, baby, even when the ground is shaking, my heart is close to breaking. I'm not going home. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get my fight on. I'll take the hits and stay strong. I'm not going home. Even if it's dark, even if it's cold, even if I spend my nights alone, I still got a spark stirring in my soul. I'ma keep it lit, yeah, I ain't going home. I brush off the dust, I'm back in the saddle, baby. I might fall down, but I get myself up again and again and again. Oh, all those pretty little doing what they're told. Is it me or is that shit getting real old? Find my way. I'm not going, I'm not going, I'm not going, baby. Even when the ground is shaking, my heart is close to breaking. I'm not going home. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get my fight on. I'll take the hits and stay strong. I'm not going home. Even if it's dark, even if it's cold, I'm gonna keep it late, yeah, I ain't gone.
olvidar. Besar siempre es besar, igual que suspirar. En lo fundamental será que el tiempo va. Amante como tú, dirán que eres mi luz. También sucederán, no importa lo que pasará, el tiempo va. Lunas, canciones no tienen ayer. Buscan y encuentran a alguien a quien querer. No lo podrán negar. La historia se repite. Vibrar con las pasiones, triunfar o fracasar. El mundo es para siempre. Vibrar con las pasiones, triunfar o fracasar. El mundo es para siempre joven y el tiempo va.
hat on my chin, but I'm back with a grin. This time. I know I was wrong, but I won't go it alone. This time. It won't be the same if you stay with me, baby.
Check this out, this is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
I wanna know.